views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice fills the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson.
Yes, we are. We're talking about the state of Jefferson. Liberty. Freedom. And a better life for our families. Good morning, everybody. This is Terry Raposa. And I guess, oh, here he comes through the door. Wynn Carpenter, my buddy here, just rolling on in. We're right here in the KCNR studios. Talking to you worldwide. Yes, it's worldwide. And we have some good stuff today. Very, very good stuff today. So once my partner gets settled in here, are you there, my good friend?
I'm here.
Let's see.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
There you are. There you are.
Running late. Sorry.
It's okay. Tomorrow night at 2570 Bonneview Road.
At the church?
At Faith Community Church. Oh. Ashley just dropped her. Yes, because the sign says that. I mean, it's really silly. The sign says Faith Community Church. I mean, you know, just.
I have spoken with the pastor of said church, and he requested not to be associated with anything political because he doesn't want his church to feel that way.
Well, no, let's call it the church with no name. How's that?
That's a good thing because we're not political.
Thing? Yeah.
Yeah, we aren't political, are we?
We are not.
No, we're not a political party at all.
You guys can talk with him about
it. We will. Anyway, we will be there. At 2570 South Bonneview Road tomorrow night, and we are having Brian Daly coming in to speak to everybody. Now, Brian Daly is our assemblyman in our area up here, and he is running for the District 1 State Senate seat that has been vacated by Ted Gaines, who is now with the State Board of Equalization. This election, interestingly enough, is March the 26th, which Gavin Newsom got that going very quickly. So it's going to be interesting to see how the counties react in this district.
So then that means absentees should be going out and sample ballots should be going out pretty soon?
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be that's quite a chore, but it kind of is what it is. But a lot of people have made a comment. I know as, you know, I've talked to even people who are on other radio programs, and we've talked about stuff, and, well, one of these guys is going to come talk to us. Well, he's coming tomorrow night, folks. If you got questions, ask him. I know that there's been some controversial things that Assemblyman Daly has voted for, and there's been some things that people would like to have explained to them. Tomorrow night's the night to ask that question. When we do these particular forums, we do them for the community. We do them so that everybody can come in and they can ask their questions. You can be informed and be an informed voter. That place should pack out. I mean, if you care about your voice or you care about who's running for an office, or you care about
your sovereignty,
yeah, or your liberty, then, you know, ask these guys, put them out there. They represent you. And if we have somebody who comes in, if the Patriots have somebody who comes in, then come in and, you know, come in and ask them that question. So that's an open forum to folks. Now that'll start about 6:00.
And it's free.
And it's free.
You don't have to pay for admission.
Not at all. Also on Thursday, and this is very important, January the 24th at 6 p.m., again at 2570 South Bonneview Road at the church that shall remain nameless at Ashley's request, we are having a young lady named Linda Payne, and she is the president of the Election Integrity Project. Now, they are an absolutely wonderful group. They are the people who are the main plaintiffs in the court case just settled that Judicial Watch had against California, which eliminates 1,500,000 voters from the registers who are either dead or moved or whatever.
Is that in one county?
I believe it is. Los Angeles County.
Los Angeles County. Mm-hmm.
So there could be more.
So they're just getting started, folks.
Just getting started. But, I mean, this is a really neat lady. It's going to be very, very informative. And, again, this is a public meeting, 2570 South Bonneview Road. We want to encourage people to come. We're doing this, you know. We're doing this so we can have all of us together asking these questions, finding out what's going on. I mean,
come here for yourself.
Come here for yourself. Now, another young lady who we all love is Patty Smith, mm-hmm. who's been a great leader, a huge leader. And I say huge in a sort of tongue-in-cheek way because she's about 5 foot nothing. But Patty is certainly living proof that good things come in small packages, because she has been great with this particular program with Judicial Watch. She helps us with Jefferson. She is a magnificent lady. Her and her husband, Mike. Mike is the one who wrote the original song, State of Jefferson, Jefferson mm-hmm. State of Mind.
Yep, yep.
And, you know, just we have all these great people that are going out there. And, folks, they're doing it for all of us. This is all so that we can get informed. So if you want to be informed, participate. If you want to sit home and just bitch about it, then that's what you're going to do. And I don't think that I might have gotten bleeped on that. I don't know. I don't think I did. No. That's a female dog.
That's a female dog, yep.
Yeah, I shouldn't have gotten bleeped on that one. But she's watching me. I'm in trouble today with Ashley already.
Her hands hovering over the buzzer.
She's going to say something.
It helps if you want to be in trouble with me to show up just prior, like 90 seconds prior to the show starting.
I did.
You sent me into a panic.
I know. I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
Yeah, well, I am, though. I thought Wynn'd be here. I thought Frankie'd be here.
I actually haven't seen him yet.
No.
He's almost always here around 7:30 to 8 o'clock and haven't seen him yet.
Anyway, sir, we had a rally yesterday.
We did.
Do you want to chit-chat about that a bit?
Yeah, we hung out in the rain with a bunch of fellow patriots.
Over 250.
Yep, from 11 to 1-ish. And it was out on Hilltop Drive in front of the hotel out there, and we were just having a good time, waving flags, having signs and banners, and most of it was for build the wall, fund the wall. So that's what we were out there doing, just kind of sharing the message with our fellow citizens and patriots here in the Shasta County area, and got a lot of good positive thumbs up, honks and toots and everything else. It was good.
And a lot of press coverage.
And a lot of press coverage. And then we also moved down we also filtered down to the intersection of Cypress and Hilltop.
Yes.
And went down there at the four corners.
Why did we end up down there?
Oh, because some spineless management of some facility sent out a young person to go out and ask us to leave because their parking lot was full.
But actually, their parking lot wasn't full because the people that were full. There had just left.
It wasn't full.
No, it wasn't. There was like all 11
but
cars in there.
But we already had permission to do it, so then we're asked to leave. It's like, okay, well.
Go figure.
We can do that. Indian givers on the party scene.
I know.
You invite him to come, then you allow him to come, and then you invite him to leave. So
you're going
to
be in trouble now.
Why is that?
Well, because you just said something politically incorrect.
Why is that?
An Indian giver. But I guess an Indian can say an Indian giver, can't
An Indian can say an
That's
Indian
right.
giver.
That's right. Come on, stop.
That's Spanish.
I know what it is.
No, it's sick leave.
I can say that, though. But anyway, it was a great rally. We got good press coverage. And, you know, the question really was posed to us. Well, you know, are you guys for the wall? Well, we're not. We're for legal immigration, not illegal immigration, number one.
We're for protection
and
of ourselves.
And we're for protection of our families.
Our
and
families, our property.
Absolutely.
Everything.
Absolutely. Now, the wall is part of government of the president's plan. That's part of it. You know, he has $805 billion he's got earmarked to stop illegal drugs. Well, that's a good thing. I mean, who wouldn't want that? He also has another $800 million set aside for other surveillance. He's got, they have the wall and also, 2,500 new Border Patrol agents. So it's a plan that has more than just one prong to it.
Right.
What does this have to do with Jefferson? It has everything to do with Jefferson.
Yes, it does.
Because if we don't have our liberty and we don't defend our liberty, and by the way, Jefferson is defending the Constitution.
It is.
We are constitutionalists. I mean, I'm sorry to say it. You know, we believe in the Constitution. We believe in our liberty. We believe in our rights. We believe in everybody's rights.
And that's the rule of the land, isn't it?
It is.
And when we support that, we are going by the rules and the laws of the land.
Absolutely. We had an amazing event talking about the laws of the land, about the Second Amendment. We had it up there in Siskiyou County. It was fantastic. And right now we've got Mark Baird, who is on the other line, who's going to tell us about that event. How you doing, Kemosabe?
Good morning, Mark.
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys doing this morning?
So good. Some of us are running a little late. Not all of us. Ashley wasn't.
Take a guess.
Ashley was here. She was in a panic.
So she started without you?
Yeah, she had to. She held down the fort.
And she's capable.
She's very capable.
So.
Well, anyway, we had a Second Amendment support event in Siskiyou County, and it was absolutely amazing. It was over the top. The room was packed. We had great fun. We had a great dinner. The volunteers here were from a broad range of groups. The Wairika Tea Party was a huge help. The Jefferson support up here was a tremendous amount of help. The Republican women were a tremendous amount of help. And then, of course, Patrick Jones, Chris Kellstrom came from Shasta County. They were tremendous, like the Energizer Bunnies, in emceeing the event and keeping it moving. And I have to give a special mention to my wife, Cindy. She was out front and with the team of volunteers taking tickets, and there are just too many names to mention, so I apologize in advance if I forget somebody, but there were so many people that helped with this. It was incredible, but the line was clear. You know, I'm standing there wondering, is anybody going to show up? And I go out front and look outside, and the line was clear across the parking lot to get in. I mean, we had to set up an extra table. We had to call for extra chairs. The dinner was great. It was prime rib, twice baked potatoes. I mean, the dinner itself was worth the price of admission. And we auctioned off some great items, and we had a lot of guns that we raffled off and auctioned off, and just some really neat stuff. It was a wonderful night, and it was, mind you, it was raining and it was freezing, and people showed up because here in Siskiyou County, we don't let the weather keep us inside. You dress accordingly, and you get out in there, and you do the things you want to do.
Yeah.
But I can't say enough. The jury's still out. We still got a report we're waiting for, but we did very, very well. And the Second Amendment lawsuit is going to proceed, and nothing can stop it. Not money, not anything, not government, not state officials or state agencies who pretend to support the Constitution, but turn around and fail to support it every single time. Not any political party. No one can stop us. The people have spoken. We are going to sue the state of California to restore Second Amendment rights, and there's no stopping it, period. It's going to happen, and nothing can get in our way.
Hey, Mark, I got to ask you, who are the folks who cooked that prime rib? That food was the best. That was the best meal I have ever had, and I've done a lot of these, gone to a lot of these events.
That was Dave and Kathy Tyler.
Oh my gosh.
And you know, it's what's really great about people here is that Dave and Kathy, you know, the food is part of the bill that we pay, but Dave and Kathy cook the meal as their contribution to the effort.
Oh my gosh!
I'm telling you,
they
were there the day before doing food prep. They spent all day in that kitchen. I mean,
do they have a business?
Their tails off.
Do they have a business?
Do they have a business? Their business is not catering. They cater as volunteers.
Oh my gosh.
To support local causes.
Oh, the best. I mean, hats off to them, and thank them for all of this, because I'll tell you what, that was the best meal I have ever had at one of these events, you know. And it was just, the whole thing was great, and it was a lot of fun. You know, everybody spent a lot of money, which they should, and it was good. It was very enjoyable. You guys did, hats off to you. You did such a great job. And I know, you know, and hats off to you and Cindy and like everybody, you know, the Republican women, everybody that helped in that event. Linda Kent. I mean, what can you say about Linda Kent? Amazing.
She's a keeper. She's a keeper.
Yeah, and there was some guy there named Wynn Carpenter who was,
who's that?
You know, Linda, I don't know. I've seen him before, but I'm not sure who he is, but, he and Linda ran the accounting and the bank table, and you know, I mean, those jobs were, I don't know, I didn't get to eat my dinner. I'm sure Wynn didn't get to eat much of his either, and we were constantly running around to the volunteers, did you get to eat? And pretty much everybody said, no, I'll try to eat later. So the team of volunteers, Linda, Wynn, Chris, Patrick, like I said, the Wairika Tea Party, and the Wairika Tea Party, huge supporters, of the Jefferson supporters from Protect Our Water. We had some great support from Protect Our Water here in Siskiyou County, and putting the event together, volunteering, staffing the event, finding donations. I mean, these things, you know, you guys know this, but I'll tell the listeners, these kinds of things are not easy to put together. We have been working on this in fact, we didn't even think we could put it together in 2 months. We've basically been working on it for 2 months. My wife is shaking her head. How long? We basically did it in 4 weeks, she said. And that, yeah, that's true when you think about it, because the event was just last Saturday. So 4 to 6 weeks, and these things are a tremendous amount of work. I mean, God.
Well, I mean, Cindy, you know, for what she did, you know, running a radio station, handling a ranch, I mean, just what an amazing lady she is. I mean, that's just a great thing to do. I mean, and was so efficient. That was the main thing. I mean, gosh, the efficiency of that thing. And there was help. I mean, there was help from other counties. There were people who came up, like Wynn and Linda, and people that helped. And that's the thing. When we do these different events, folks, this is all of Jefferson. And, you know, of course, if you're the county running it, you're going to do the land share of the business, or excuse me, the land share of the work. But, is that lion share or land share?
Lion.
I like land share.
Lion.
I like land share. No, maybe not. I'll say lion share is better, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is. Share. I agree. Lion share.
Yeah.
Of the work. But with that, Kemosabe, we've got to go off to a break. I'm getting the high sign here. Can you hang on?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you. Time has come.
For 51.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
The feel of shopping in a hometown store. What is it that makes it special? A lot of things. It's familiar faces. It's folks remembering your name. It's employees that are not just hired to work in a department. Some have been with Orchard Nutrition over 20 years, and they're willing to share their knowledge with you. These are all things you've always found at Orchard Nutrition Center. And since 1982, Orchard's motto, supporting local, we're all in it together, says it all. When you step into Orchard Nutrition at 221 Locust Street in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, you'll find a wide variety of organic groceries, fresh organic produce, straight from the farm to Orchard Nutrition Center to your table. Their delicious bakery and deli, and a wide selection of vitamins and supplements, with certified nutritionists to answer all your questions. So whether you're looking for nitrate-free deli meats, certified local organic produce, a wide variety of health foods, supplements, herbs, teas, and so much more, you'll find it at Orchard Nutrition Center. Supporting local, we're all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
And we're back. Okay. Hey, I just want to do a quick thank you to all the folks that have put signs out for us. We have Dearman Pumps, Vic Hannon, Valley Septic, Bob Hutchins, Stroop's Equipment, Skunk Works Motorcycle, Design Time and Tile, Muse Trucking, Donna Jamie Construction, Leo Jones, Propane, and Solid Rock Construction. I just want to thank all those folks for their businesses putting signs out and being supporters of Jefferson. Thank you, folks. And we're back.
We're back. And also, folks, if you have a question or you have a comment, phone number here is 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567. Kemosabe, anything new on the Second Amendment case to this particular point?
Well, no. We're almost finished with the paperwork. We're getting ready to file it. We're just about there. So, no, there's no new news, but when it is filed, it's going to be big news. And I really hope and think we can file this before the end of the month. That's my goal. So, just going back and forth with the attorney right now, talking about causes of action, redoing those, cleaning up any standing issues we might have, going through case law, cases, precedent, recent case law, attempts by government to suborn standing and suborn case law, and attempts by the court to ignore case law and do whatever they want, ride the magic carpet, how we can counter those things. We want to, when we go into court, we want this to be as solid as a case can possibly be. And so the attorney is being extremely cautious about this, which is good. And when we get there, we're going to have a real chance at winning this and winning it fairly quickly.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people have, you know, the association and the understanding of what we're doing in Jefferson with, you know, with the idea of representation being the silver bullet. The silver bullet just means that's the mechanism that you use to get everything else we need. A lot of people say, well, gee, what does support of an immigration program have to do with Jefferson? What does the Second Amendment have to do with Jefferson? You know, what does the Voter Integrity Project have to do with Jefferson?
Everything.
And that's the thing that we have to start understanding, is that that's exactly what this is about. And the clarity and the understanding that if we don't have a voice, if we don't have our Republican form of government, nothing else matters. And I'd like to just get your take on that and have you tie that in a nice little neat bow for us.
Well, look, we have to know that as citizens of the failed socialist state of California, government does not care what we think, doesn't care what we want. Local agencies don't care what we think, don't care what we want. State programs are geared to subjugate the people of this state and give things for free to people who came here illegally. This is an openly socialist state. The governor, the new governor, Gavin Newsom, has already stated that he intends to provide sanctuary for anyone that mm-hmm. comes here. And he intends to provide free health care for all illegal aliens until they're 26 years old, something you can't get, but something you're going to pay for. He's expressed his intent to tax the tap water you drink. So now, the state of California taxes the air you breathe. They're about to tax the water you drink. They already tax the food you eat. They tax the miles, the car that you drive. They tax the fuel you use to drive it. They tax everything required for human existence in this state is taxed. And all of that money is used to give things to other people. Remember, government produces nothing. They simply take something from someone and give it to someone that they think needs it more than the person that earned it. And all of that, Second Amendment rights, Second Amendment liberty, the fact that criminals are allowed to protect themselves because they don't follow the laws, criminals are allowed to take your things, criminals are allowed to take your life, and half the time they don't even end up in court, but you're not allowed to defend that life because the state is afraid of you. I mean, the government is afraid that you might use your liberty to get more liberty. And that's the government we live with, and that all boils down to lack of representation. Look, you have a state senator that represents 999,999 other people, more or less. Do you think he cares what you think?
Nope.
Do you think that state senator cares what 10,000 of you think?
Nope.
They don't care what anyone thinks. They care what the money thinks.
That's right.
Remember, in our email and personal visit campaigns, we had state legislatures that publicly stated to our people that they do not have face-to-face meetings with constituents. I would love to see their calendars to see if they have face-to-face meetings with lobbyists who have big fat checkbooks and whose shoes could pay for your house payment for 2 months. I mean, that's the government that we have allowed. It isn't the government we deserve, but it is the government that we allowed, and we as people are in a perfect place to change that. We have all the power. We've always had the power. We just need to figure out how to use it. This Second Amendment case is a way for the people to use that power if you support it. Because remember, we can do none of this stuff without you. I mean, I'm not rich enough to sue the government every time I see something wrong. I'd like to. I wish I was, but I'm not. So we need your help. We need you to show up. We need you to donate to our court cases. We need you to help us petition our legislatures and to help us to stand up for liberty and freedom and constitutional guarantees in this state. We can't do any of this without you. But if you choose to help us, we can do a great many things. And the ultimate goal is to form the 51st state, the state of Jefferson, where we have constitutional republic in districts small enough that your legislator, the person that you elect, will be scared to death not to follow your wishes because it will be cheap and it will be easy to get rid of a bum should you accidentally elect one. That's what the state of Jefferson represents. We're not going to tell you what to do with your liberty. That's your business. It doesn't matter what political party you belong to. That's your business. What matters is that the person you put into office will be afraid not to act in your interest, your direct interest, because it will be cheap and easy to get rid of him or her if you elect a crook or a bum the last time. It's an easy thing to get 2,000 or 3,000 of your neighbors and friends to field a candidate and get rid of the bum and elect someone who will listen to you. And that's what the founders intended. That's what the founders of California intended, because we had one assemblyman for every 2,500 people and one state senator for every 6,000 people, and every county had no less than one state senator, with a very, very small exception that the very smallest counties had to share one, but it was no more than three counties, and they had to be contiguous. They had to touch one another so that their cultural and economic interests were alike, and the legislator would still represent the people adequately. That's what Jefferson is about. And if you favor a government that's anonymous and that is so big that you can't challenge it, even if you want to, worse than anything on earth, then you are a socialist and a statist, and you deserve whatever happens to you. But if you favor liberty, if you favor having a real say in government, having a real voice in government through a representative who must obey the wishes of the people, then you're a Jefferson person, and you need to help us if you want to see that come to fruition. And if you don't, then crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you, because you're nothing but a dog chained to your master's table, and the chain is getting shorter every day, if you haven't noticed.
Absolutely. I mean, what, 1,019 new laws? Good grief. Mark, we're going to head off to another break, but when we get back, I want to talk about alliances. I want to talk about how we, in the state of Jefferson, need to align ourselves with other folks that are like-minded, that want liberty, that want to follow the Constitution, and how the term all-inclusive doesn't necessarily mean bringing your enemy in. So I want to talk a little bit about that after the break, and right now we're going to take one. So hang on there, Kemosabe. Time has come.
For 51.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
We're back. And real quickly, I just to dovetail on what Mark was talking about. If you're a supporter, I just want and you support this idea of, you know, sovereignty and statehood and free statehood and Second Amendment and all that good stuff. You can send your money to support the court cases. You can send it to P.O. Box 751, Palo Cedro, P-A-L-O-C-E-D-R-O 96073. And you can make your checks out for State of Jefferson to SOJ or to Pecan for the Second Amendment, P-E-C-A-N, Pecan, and then just write Second Amendment in the memo. And you can do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we'll make sure the money gets to the right account so that I can support the court cases respectively. Thank you very much.
And we've got Lori on the line. Just one second, Lori. Before we go to you, I just want to make sure that we come back to this. I think it's very important that we get everybody's take here and maybe some people who want to call in about it, about what the term inclusive means. But with that, I'd like to go to Lori. Lori, what you got, kiddo? Lori, are you there?
Yep. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hey, I want to follow up on ways that we can all kind of pitch in a little bit more and help with the new year. That it just seems to be over and over when I listen to the events and fundraisers and the meetings, it's just the same few people all the time. So there's the Jefferson Messenger, that newsletter. I was hoping at some point, if not today, maybe in another show, explain how people can participate in that. What's the criteria? Is it peer-reviewed? We're in the age of censorship, so I know that's sometimes an issue, but I was so touched by the number 45 just before Thanksgiving when Terry Girardi did an excellent editorial about the fires that we just endured and the tragedy of that, and we need to have a platform where people can bring about change, and it's local. Jeffersonians need to be the voices of reason. I mean, I was so impressed, and so I just feel that I'd like to participate. I guess the topic I wanted to address wasn't quite appropriate because we all have different facts and beliefs and opinions and theories and conjecture. But as most people know, I'm very touched by the geoengineering and how that affected what happened to all of us in Jeffersonian and California and everywhere on the planet. So
I think you're bringing up a good point here, but I want to clarify some things. First of all, you know, that's what we were going to talk about, was alliances and bringing all together. But here's the deal. The deal is that as we look at where we're going and moving ahead, I'm hearing this thing, yet my wife and I, she fields dozens of requests to get involved with Jefferson, dozens and dozens and dozens a week. Lori, on Christmas Day, we got five of them. On New Year's Day, we got seven of them. I mean, this stuff is going on. Yesterday, we had almost 300 people at a rally. Hundreds that I didn't know. We gave them information on Jefferson. They're excited. And these are the people that we want engaged, because these folks went out into the rain and they stood in the rain because they believe in liberty. They want to make sure that the Constitution is being followed. Folks from everywhere. So no, you know, the real deal is that this thing is growing leaps and bounds. We just got an email the other day from Nevada. Okay. There is a group starting up in Nevada who wants to change their state to have liberty, and they want to have us help them as a template. In Oregon right now, we have eight different counties, eight of them that are moving ahead, and those folks want to have liberty. They want to have representation. So, you know, the deal is that, you know, and I don't do the messenger. That's some other folks who do that. It's a great thing there. Well, the point is that if you have something you need to take it up with the people that are engaged in that and see what you can do. As far as Jefferson goes, my dear, we are growing leaps and bounds. I mean, it's just, believe me. So
my call is not about the growth factor. My call is about people roll up their sleeves, pitch in. I did submit something to the newsletter, and it was called, I guess, I need them to officially tell me it's not what they feel is in alignment.
Well, what you need to do is take it up with them. In other words, I can't.
Yeah.
Okay, you need it.
Can give me Terry Girardi's phone number. It's not in the printout that I have, but I agree. More people, absolutely. It's more than just.
Well, you must have her email address, don't you?
Pardon me?
You must have her email address, I would think, because how did you communicate with her?
I've emailed her three times, so, and the group, so I don't want to be a pest, but three times to me sounds like go away or something.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I
don't know.
I just want more people who show up at a rally.
Sure.
And then they get their picture taken or they're on some TV clip, and then they're long gone. Sure. They're busy again, and they don't commit and dedicate to the purpose.
Okay, well, I get you, but I want to tell you that the people who showed up yesterday were standing in the rain. It wasn't comfortable, and they were there, and if those people are going to do that, and many, many, many of them asked what they could do, how they could help, and again, we get dozens, dozens, dozens of requests of people, and every single one of them that request of Jefferson, they all ask, how can I help? How can I get involved, and how can I make it better? But, Lori, good call. Thank you so much. Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow night. And Mark, real quick, what I wanted to talk about was alliances, and I wanted to talk about how we go out and reach out to different people. We've talked about the business community. We've talked about the veterans. We've talked about the Second Amendment folks. But I think that one thing that's really been neat, we've been able to reach out a lot to younger people, such as David Harris and Ben Berkwam. Both have become very, very good friends. Both of these folks, you can look them up on Facebook. Ben is the main man out there when it comes to fighting against illegal immigration. David Harris is just he was invited to the White House to speak with the president. I mean, these great young people now are allies, and I want you to talk about how we bring people together for that common cause of liberty. There you go, buddy.
Well, I mean, first of all, the Second Amendment has drawn in people that we've never seen at Jefferson stuff. I mean, illegal immigration is the same type of hot button topic. I think, you know, there are three or four questions. You could walk down any street in California and probably get within 80% the same answer. Are you okay with being in the highest tax state in the nation where you pay a dollar a gallon more than any other state for gasoline? Are you okay with that? And especially in light of the fact that Californians produce well under one half of 1% of all the pollution in the world. It's remarkably low number. So are you okay with that in order to just tax you to death so that the world can continue to pollute, that California's going to save the day? Is that okay with you? The second question is, are you okay with your 14-year-old daughter, and I'm not making a comment about whether abortion is wise or not. I have my personal beliefs on that, and they're not a secret. But are you okay with the fact that your 14-year-old daughter can go have an abortion, not only without your knowledge, but without your permission? Are you okay with that? And the third question is, are you okay with unfettered, unknowable, unregulated, illegal immigration into the state of California, after which the illegals can gain access to public services, which you pay for and they don't? Are you okay with that? And then the fourth question, which I admit is a contentious question in California, is the Second Amendment important to you? And I suggest that it's important to at least 8 million of us, because 8 million Californians own guns. And remember that figure, 8 million. 8 million votes would win any election in California every day of the week, anytime they're held. Mm-hmm. Just that one group alone, gun owners, would win any election in California, and we could take this state back at the very next election if just the gun owners would vote, not to mention the groups in the other three questions. So it isn't so much what you support, whether you support Jefferson or not. It's what are you okay with in California? And if we could somehow get that message out and ask all of the people of California those three questions, and then ask the fourth question as well, as far as I'm concerned, because I care very much about the Second Amendment. I think we could not only regain liberty in this state, we could recapture this state for constitutional republic and provide a pathway to create our own state to protect us against future loads of politicians and future apathy by large swaths of the political base. And we could create a state with genuine liberty and protect that state for 100 generations from crooked politicians and deceivers that would come along in the future.
Agreed.
Yeah, you know, we talk about being all-inclusive. You know, what exactly does that mean? You know, here's the deal. The deal, folks, is that if you said yes to any of those things Mark said, if you're good with all those things, then no, you don't belong with Jefferson. I mean, that's the real deal. The thing is that when all-inclusive does not mean that somebody who comes in likes anarchy, or that somebody that comes in is a left socialist, communistic person that wants to come in and wants to, just have anarchy and chaos. That's not a person that's all-inclusive. The ideas of common sense ideas, or really any idea, is fine. Point being is that when you have a particular agenda, like Cindy Elsmore, that's a perfect example. She is the president of Keep It California. When I went to her and said, hey, why don't we compromise on some things? Her answer was, you know what? If we win this thing, we'll never compromise with you or give you what you want. Now, I don't need to convince her. What I need to do is to work on, all of us need to work on, bringing people into the fold who are like-minded in the way that they want a better life for their family, better life for a better country. They want to get back to constitutional rights, not just somebody who wants to have an opinion. You know what they say about opinions.
Well, beyond that, though, Terry, also, when you talk about the three questions, you know, if you answer no to those, in other words, you don't care how much you pay, and you don't care who gets free stuff, and you don't care about the other questions, then, you know, the thing is, you won't like it in Jefferson. It has nothing to do with inclusiveness, but you wouldn't like it here. If you feel more at home in a place where the government tells you every step you can make, every breath you can take, tells you how much it's going to cost you, you don't have to think, you don't have to act, you don't have to participate, all you have to do is mind and behave, then you wouldn't like Jefferson anyway. So it isn't a question of whether we would want to include you. We want to include anybody that's liberty-minded, but
absolutely.
You know, this will be a place. This will be a place where socialists and people of that political bent, they wouldn't like it here anyway. So why would they want to participate? And that's the fight we're in, really. You have to ask yourself a question: is have you gotten to the place where you need to stand up? And I think everyone needs to ask that question of themselves. It does matter what you stand for. It matters what you think. It matters how you behave. It matters who you are in that life that you pretend to hold dear. In other words, if you keep telling yourself, oh, I hold the Constitution near and dear, God save America, God save the flag, well, is that really the truth, or is that just something you say in polite conversation so that you can fit in? Because if you don't do something about that, in other words, faith without works is dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you stand there and say, I believe, but you don't ever act, you in the end are the summer soldier or the sunshine patriot. And every time the going gets tough, you tuck and run. Or you are satisfied to crouch down and lick your government master's hand in Sacramento. And I'm telling you, that applies to public officials, too. You know, you can stand there and say, oh, no, I support liberty, but we got to get that grant money. And, you know, if we don't kind of pipe the tune or dance to the tune that Sacramento pipes, we're not going to get that grant money. Then you really are not a patriot, and you really do not support the Constitution. You support the paycheck that keeps you in office, or you support the good life that you've somehow made and you're managing to hang on to, although tens of thousands of your fellows cannot. Because the tax burden is finally getting so great they have to leave the state to survive, then really what are you but a statist in liberty's clothing? In other words, are you a summer soldier, or do you stand for the principles that you espouse? And that's the question we're asking. And if you stand, then you better act, because without action, none of this means anything.
I want to make one quick comment, and it's a little off, and then we'll get right back to it. But I want to let everybody know that on Sovereign Minds, Linda Payne is going to be on, the president of the Integrity Project, and the lady who's going to be at the the church that will be without a name.
The Nameless Church on Bonneville.
The Nameless Church, 2570 Bonneville Road, 6 o'clock on Thursday. But she's going to be on the program right behind us, Sovereign Mind, so I wanted to get that in.
And again, that's another free event.
Yes. And Bob, do you have anything quickly here?
Good morning, Bob.
Bob.
Good morning.
Okay. Real quick here. We haven't got much time.
Yeah. I just wanted to state, because one of our callers said that we're not getting many new people. Well, yesterday, even though it rained, our rally, between Terry and I, we passed out probably 80 to 100 new cards to new people that want to get involved with Jefferson and the Second Amendment.
Yep.
So I think things are starting to go.
Well, I think you're right, Bob. And I think a lot of times, you know, the people, you know, it's been amazing what's been going on. I mean, I can tell you, my wife spends hours and hours and hours in front of the computer just sending off names to people. And you're right, Bob. And I want to say one thing real quick. And that is that people like Bob, I mean, Bob hangs every sign out there. He's out there working all the time. He's out there doing great stuff all the time. And he's doing everything that folks should be doing. I mean, he's handing out cards. He's getting signatures. He's doing all that stuff. And, Bob, I just want to thank you, as thousands of you out there that do this stuff, and just really appreciate you.
And I want to thank very much you and Lynn and Mark and Cindy, especially Mark and Cindy, for everything they're bringing to the table that we can work on to make Jefferson a better state.
You're right.
You're right.
You're absolutely right.
Wynn, you got something, brother.
No, well, Mark.
Yeah, have a good one.
Hey, you too, Bob. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Mark Kent from the Sovereign Mind Show. Just wanted to let everybody know again that at 11:05 is when Linda Payne will be
11:05,
on today.
11:05, Linda Payne. Yeah. Kimasabi, what say you, Bob? That was true. Yesterday we handed out, we ran out of cards. We virtually ran out of cards about the radio program and Jefferson.
There were a lot of youth there.
Oh, man.
The youths were everywhere.
Young families.
Families. Families.
Tons
there.
Of youths.
Yeah.
And lots
well,
of...
Well, I've got to say that, this, you know, the things that are apparently wrong with this state are apparent to anyone with eyes to see and ears to hear. And it's very refreshing to see that people are waking up to those facts and beginning to act, and that's what we need, action. You know, talk is cheap, and we need to act. And in Jefferson, our program is all about action, showing up, standing up, doing something, trying to figure out ways that we can gain liberty with a system that's absolutely rigged against liberty. It's rigged against liberty by Democrats, and it's rigged against liberty by Republicans. I mean... You know, you look at the Conservative Party in California, it's climbed down the ladder of success until it's standing in a hole in front of the ladder. and we, the people of Jefferson, can change that. I mean, you know, we're starting to talk about a third party now that can actually represent the interests of people who are liberty-minded and people who decline the state. There are so many people that have left both parties, and now they decline the state which party they're in because they're sick of both of them. But we're even talking about that. That would be action. But we need millions of people to make that work. But, I mean, just let's get back to Earth just for the moment. There's another event in Colusa County next Saturday at Granzella's Meeting Room at 2 p.m. And the Jefferson Declaration Committee in Colusa County, the Committee of Correspondence for Colusa County, led by Lou Manor, is putting on an event to support our Second Amendment lawsuit. So if you can find a way to get down there, it might be a poll for some of you, but it's not that far down the road for the southern counties of Jefferson. If you can find your way there on Saturday, you can hear what it is we propose to do and why we propose to do it. And look, show up and make up your own mind. Don't take our word for any of this. Come to one of these events and see what it is that we talk about. And remember, our enemies paint us in all kinds of lights, all kinds of derogatory remarks. But why don't you show up to one of these things and see for yourself what it is we're talking about? Because that's the only way you can find out for real whether you support it or not. And I think you'd be pleasantly surprised. because what we stand for is what everyone should stand for: choice, decision making, left to the people, not to the government. A smaller government where representatives are accountable to the people and where they cannot escape that accountability. That's what we represent, a judicial system that does not have a magic carpet in the corner that they can ride to places that the law doesn't allow them to go, a judicial system that will not subjugate the people but will listen to the people and help to provide clarity and consistency in the law, which leads to liberty. In other words, a state where the rules that applied yesterday will apply tomorrow and the next day and for the next 10,000 years if we do it right. That's what the judicial branch should supply: consistency and clarity in the law so that the laws apply to everyone equally without favor. An executive branch that listens to the people and is accountable to the people. An executive branch that stands between the people and their liberty and the next biggest fish in the bowl, which is the federal government. A legislative branch that represents the people who elect them and will comply with their wishes as elected representatives and can be ousted the moment they fail to do that job. Fiscal responsibility and smaller government, that's what we represent. We represent you, and we represent your liberty. So come to this event and see whether you would support us. And if you think you would support us, then start doing it.
Yeah, I think that's great. And, you know,
I agree. Yeah. Absolutely, 100%. We need more help than you can imagine. We've been doing this for, what, 5 years now? And Mark actually is the one who kicked it off 5 years ago and got it going. And we're all joining efforts and locking arms and moving forward with this. But it takes all of us to get this done. You can't sit back and wait for others to do the work so you can enjoy the benefit. You need to grow up, be mature about it, step up, and do what you can. Not everybody's able to do everything or multiple things. Just do what you can to help. And that's all we're asking, is for you to do your part. Because years down the road, when your kids and grandkids say, "Grandma, Grandpa, what did you do to help gain Jefferson?" You need to be honest and look them in the eye and tell them the truth, what you did.
Yeah, that's a good point, Wynn. And, you know, with this radio program, it's archived, it's podcasted, and if you're listening right now, which we would hope that at least the leaders in each county would be listening so they can be updated on the information that we give, we try to keep it as informational as possible. When we bring this information forward, we would expect that people would listen to it. It is podcasted and it's archived. I mean, we have archives going back 4 or 5 years. The thing is that you can listen to this. You can get information. And I've heard a lot of times where people say, "Well, gee, what's going on? Well, did you listen to the program?" Well, no. Well, you can. It's podcasted. If you want to fast forward through something, and it's archived. If you want to fast forward through something, fast forward through it and listen to what you want to listen to. But point is we try to get the information out there. The messenger. We try to get information out there. And the messenger's main goal is to get information out about Jefferson, what's going on, what's new, what's happening.
And that's a free subscription.
It is.
You do not pay for it. You
no.
Just go on to SOJ51.org website and look for the messenger on there and subscribe to it, and then you just get it through email. You don't even have to do anything else. It comes in email. You can read it or not, but I would suggest you read it because Terry is absolutely right. It has a lot of great information in there, and these ladies that put this together are working diligently every day during the week for each following's issue, and they do a great job. And everybody that's ever worked on it has done a great job. So we want to make sure that it keeps following the path that we are trying to accomplish and get that statehood that we all desperately are seeking. So that's one way of getting more information. And then you can print it out and you can share it with your friends and enemies if you want to do that. You can educate your kids and grandkids. You know, get everybody understanding what's going on and why we're doing what we're doing.
Yeah, and Mark, we have a minute left. Kemosabe, you want to any pearls of wisdom there?
Well, I'll just close with this. Liberty first. Liberty last, liberty always. Because, folks, if you don't have your liberty, the government is not going to allow you to keep the money and the property. So all of the things you work for are nothing more than something government can grab because you don't have the liberty to stop them. And that's what we propose to restore, liberty, so that you can protect your money and your property and your future.
Amen. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Time has come, my friends,
for 51.
Thank you. you face. It's time to start a brand new state. The time has come for 51.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.